Consumer advocates are urging Governor Gavin Newsom to sign a bill now on his desk that would raise the amount auto insurance companies must cover in the event of a crash. The Protect California Drivers Act would raise the mandatory minimum amount of liability insurance to $30,000 for a single injury or death, $60,000 if more than one person is injured or killed, and $15,000 to cover property damage. Craig Peters with Consumer Attorneys of California says the bill would double the current rates, which only require coverage of $15,000, $30,000, and $5,000 respectively.
$15,000 today, you know, barely cover the cost of the ambulance ride to the hospital, and $5,000 will barely fix a minor dent in a car.
He notes that when the current rates were set back in 1967, they were intended to cover the cost of a two-week hospital stay or the replacement of the vehicle. Since every California driver is required to have insurance that meets state standards, the law would protect victims of car crashes from incurring massive debt. The bill's few opponents, including some insurers, said it's the wrong time to be raising the cost of coverage. But Peters says the bill was the result of negotiations between consumer groups and insurance industry representatives and calls the changes long overdue.
California has lagged behind every other state in the union. This will actually put us back into the middle of the pack.
Senate Bill 1107 has already passed both houses of the California legislature. If it becomes law, the new limits would take effect in 2025. They'd also increase 10 years later to $50,000 or $100,000 for injuries or deaths and $25,000 for property damage. This is Suzanne Potter reporting. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.